friends. Welcome to Team Grace Ministries Online Bible Study. I am Catherine Bird, and this is week one of our fall 2015 study. Welcome. This podcast is designed to be a complimentary tool to the materials that we will post each week on catherinebird.net. If you go to catherinebird.net, at the top of the homepage is a little bird that says Bible Studies. You just click on that link, and it will take you to the Bible Studies main page. Our Bible study material is subscription-based, but all that means is that we ask you to sign up via email address. The material is absolutely free. It does not cost you anything to participate. So if you're wondering how to sign up and get access to all of those fun tools, which includes the weekly devotion on our topic that we're tackling, the Mom and Me activity, that is a suggested Mom and Me activity that relates to the topic each week, a list of questions. We call them conversation starters for moms and daughters. And then there's a little special snippet for our facilitators, those of you who are leading small groups who are in need of a few extra tips and tricks and maybe some ideas for activities. All of that is accessible through that online Bible study portal. So check that out if you haven't. Well, let's dig in, guys. This entire Bible study is about developing Christ-centered relationships, and we'll talk about what that means, that Christ-centered. Some people think that's a churchy word, and we'll dig deeper into that. But before we talk about relationships with other people, this first week is really all about the beauty of ourselves, our relationship with ourselves, how we view ourselves. Our relationship with ourselves impacts every other relationship we have. So we're going to spend this first week really talking about what does it mean to be beautiful? Moms and daughters, I want you to really talk about what do you see when you look in the mirror? What does beauty mean to you? Where do we get our idea of beauty? Who defines it for us? We live in a world that puts much emphasis on physical beauty, and it's defined for us. It's everywhere. If you look in magazines, on the movie screen, in public places, school, work, even church, we're all bombarded by what society defines as beautiful. And moms, just because we're taller and we live longer doesn't mean that our self-confidence isn't in danger of being assaulted by what society says is beautiful when those two images don't align. So this week is really all about retraining our brains and taking a look at what God, our Creator, has to say on the matter of beauty in the Bible. It should be a comfort that God's idea of beauty is not defined by the latest trends or who's most popular at school. God created beauty. He created it. The beauty of the earth and everything in it was designed and defined by God. So we're going to take a look. Our memory scripture for this week is Jeremiah 1, verse 5. It says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Ladies, this verse in Jeremiah is a sweet reminder that God designed each and every one of us with care and detail, and our God doesn't make mistakes. But the Bible goes a step further. It tells us that we were created in God's image, yet each of us were formed uniquely in our mother's womb. There is beauty there. And we may think that beauty refers simply to our outward appearance, but it doesn't. It refers to our whole self, our body, our mind, and our spirit. All of it was carefully knitted by God. You are not a mistake. Every hair, every bone, all of you, down to the core of your spirit, is exactly how God designed you to be. And this is a tough concept, girls. We tend to be very critical of ourselves. It's tough not to compare yourself to the people around you or to what you're seeing in magazines, even with people that you love. My BFF is beautiful inside and out. I love her. I adore her. She has the most amazing hair. It's long and blonde and thick, and I promise she's never had a bad hair day in her life, but I guarantee you she doesn't think that, and we joke about it all the time. But why do we do that? Why do we compare ourselves to what we're seeing in magazines or on the movie screen or at school or at work? Because we're human and we're broken, and that is why we need Jesus. He is the constant when we don't feel beautiful. That is when it's time to go back, when we're looking in the mirror and we don't like what we see, or we're feeling bad about ourselves because for whatever reason, sometimes you just feel sad and you don't know why you feel sad. God knows your heart because he created it. He created you. And remember, you were created out of love for a very special and unique purpose. And that is what this week is about, is going back to the beginnings and the basics and looking at what it means to be beautiful and celebrating the beauty of you. And mamas, I want to talk to you for a quick second because we have a very special role in all of this. We have been entrusted with these sweet beings for such a short time. And God is, he's equipped us, even on the days when we don't feel equipped. And ladies, I got to be honest, when my babies were little and it was about surviving the day, there were days when my pants were on inside out and backwards. My BFF, who has beautiful hair, can attest to this fact. It was all about survival, but God equipped me, and he will equip each and every one of you. These days, I find that we are less about sleep schedules and dress up, and we're more about school and extracurricular activities. This is probably your life too. But even though my girls are not into dress up anymore, it doesn't mean that they're not still watching me. I think that when you dress up, my girls wanted to wear my shoes, they wanted to wear my necklaces and put on lipstick. I was well aware of how my actions and how I dressed influenced my girls. But just because they're older and they have more friends and they do care what their friends think, they're still watching me. And they're still listening to me. So one of the things that my husband and I have worked really hard to do for my girls' entire lives is to speak words of affirmation into their spirits, to tell them frequently they are beautiful, they are smart, they are supposed to be exactly the way that they are, that we are so glad that God entrusted them to us. But that same mouth that utters those words of affirmation to my girls is the same mouth that utters those self-deprecating comments under my breath. Because I am just as vulnerable to the assault on my self-confidence of listening to what society says is beautiful. And on those days when I feel less than beautiful, my daughters watch how I deal with it. And I've heard my daughters make similar comments about themselves. We all fall prey to that ill-defined worldly view of beauty. And that's what it is, a worldly view. It is a worldly perception of what beautiful is, and it's inaccurate because God created beauty. And that same God created us. Out of love, for love, we are all beautiful in the eyes of God. So dig into the materials this week. Enjoy the devotion. I hope you're able to take some time to do that mom and me activity. I think you'll be blessed by it. I think you'll also be blessed by the tools that we've posted through that Bible study portal online. So check it out. Tracy Steele will be joining us in a couple of weeks for week 4. I'm really excited about that. You guys are in for a treat. And then Reverend Katie Meek will be joining us a little bit later in the fall. You guys are really going to enjoy hearing from her as well. Have a blessed week, ladies. I look forward to seeing you next week.